Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sometimes when you think the world is crazy, you look and see it's even crazier when you wake up and look at headlines. Oh, my gosh. First of all, I just want to say on a much more serious note, looking at the local news, another standoff. This one happened in Monroe County. And we've seen a stretch of these now for the last couple of weeks. There was a man, he is facing several charges. And it happened in Stroud Township. It was supposedly destroying a community sign with a hammer. When officers got there, there was some kind of an issue. His mom was in the house. He wouldn't let her leave. And he was standing in the front of the door with a hammer. She finally was able to get out. It took a few hours. It took a lot of work. Yeah. They were able to get him out alive. Because in those situations, you just don't know what might happen. So this is like, what, the third or fourth we've talked about in the past week or so.
Yeah, and how many was it? I know one person. How many people have died? Because it's so rare to have one of these situations.
Well, the death was in Wilkes-Barre.
And he took his own life.
And we found out yesterday that, yes, that was one that was also going to be facing some very serious charges in a separate incident. And that's why police were at his house. And then we had the couple. The guy was a former local cop, and there was gunfire between the two of them, and charges filed, but thank God nobody was killed.
Yeah, I mean, it's so rare when these situations happen to have nobody. I mean, if the police show up, when there's these standoffs, or it's not common for them to end with just arrest.
I think it's 50-50. The point is, sometimes you have people that either want to do suicide by cop or do it themselves, because at that point they're at their wit's end. But there's just, you know, we've talked about it 1,000 times. There are mental health. We have a mental health crisis in this country, and there's nothing that is being done about it. Very little. Let's say that.
Yeah. I mean, like, I had a conversation yesterday. And you know, people often wonder, well, why not? We were talking last week or earlier this week talking about, you know, people with guns. Like, some people have said, yeah, they should do mental health screenings. But, you know, in conversations I've had, people will go, yeah, but I don't know how, I want to trust that person to tell me about my mental state. And their fear is someone's going to come in and go, you're crazy, you can't have guns. So there's that. And then yesterday I was having a conversation with someone who's like, yeah, I need to do this something. And they go, but financially, I have to decide, like, am I going to eat or get treated? So it's like this weird kind of dynamic. Thankfully, in that situation, it's a mental health thing, but it's not like something where the person is going to be a danger to society. But people are trying to balance financial things versus treatment. These are bad spots
to be
in. And
when you can get an appointment, it's awful, too.
That's another thing, too. Correct. Yeah, it's rough.
Coming up next Wednesday, we will have a special. It's called I'm Listening, and it's for suicide awareness. And I was listening to some of, like, they have some of the parts of this put together. And one of the startling facts I found, and I want to get more information on that, was the time, and in these cases, you know, we're not talking about standoff situations, but we're talking about mental health, where people know that there's a problem. They are struggling. And for some, it's, you know, depression, anxiety, whatever it may be. And they're suicidal. And yeah, there was a fact that one of the mental health experts said that in the average amount of cases, the onset of these, you know, depression, anxiety, this, you know, terrible mental illness that's, you know, creating almost suicidal ideation. The time between it begins and the time that many people get help can be anywhere from 10 to 11 years.
Yeah.
I mean, imagine that. 10 to 11 years before it's addressed. So it's a real problem.
Well, like, I mean, there's less of a stigma now, but it's not gone, and it's nowhere near that. And I think there's a lot of people, again, I want to make this very clear. You know this. I'm not a mental health professional, but I talk to people. I ask about their experiences, and if you open up to people, they usually open up with, you know, back to you. And a lot of people say, like, I don't know, I didn't even realize that what I was dealing with wasn't normal. That's just how I thought it was. And then, like, then you talk to someone, you start getting treatments, and you're like, oh, okay. This is a better, you know, it's very complicated because only you know what's going on in your head. You don't know what other people are saying. You see things on the news and you go, well, that's certainly not me. Maybe it's closer to you than you realize, but there's no way to tell. But that On Listening show, I think it's one of the best things I think Odyssey does every year. It's such a great show. They bring so many people out and they get people talking. And I remember the first year we did it, there was a lot of like, oh, rah, rah. But now people are like, I'm listening. Like, literally, they're taking this minute to, like, actually pay attention to what's going on, and maybe it helps somebody. That's a good...
That's coming up next Wednesday, and it's at 6 p.m. So you'll be able to hear it then, folks, if you'd like to. And we'll also have it available through podcasts. You'll be able to check it out.
Yeah.
There's also an entire... if you go to imlistening.org, it's there all the time. Resources, information as well. We got a lot of other things to talk about, though. Boy, where do we begin? Well, I want to talk about the COVID vaccine situation, because what's going on in Florida, that's another whole other thing, is, I think, frankly, pretty scary.
It sounds... I'm sorry. It sounds like this is a celebration of a team, a victory for a sports team. This press conference announcement from their Surgeon General, which we can get to if you want to set it up.
It's crazy. It's just we are going to see a resurgence of illnesses that we thought that we had pretty much eradicated. And it's really, really, it's, I think, frightening. And I want to talk about Pennsylvania as well, because in Pennsylvania, there's been some issues, and in other states as well, for those who want to get the COVID vaccine.
Yeah.
Because some pharmacies have just stopped offering them because they needed to get clarification from the CDC. So in Pennsylvania, it looks like we will be joining a handful of other states in pushing back against a new federal policy. Recently, the Trump administration reversed the longstanding vaccine guidelines, and that caused major pharmacies to stop giving out COVID vaccines in many states, including Pennsylvania. And this was the policy that, you know, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. talked about and championed, and recommending the vaccine for only people over 65 and a small group of high-risk individuals. And that went against the face of scientists and long, you know, standing since they've been studying this, who they believe should be able to get this. And it caused so much confusion, and it led to pharmacies requiring prescriptions for the first time. And that left many people without easy access to the shot. So Governor Josh Shapiro announced that he urged the State Board of Pharmacy, and they have taken a stand. They voted to preempt the new federal recommendations, and they will now follow guidance from respected medical organizations instead, like the American Academy of Pediatrics and the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Governor Josh Shapiro said the Trump administration's outrageous decision to limit access to the COVID vaccine is an affront to Pennsylvanians' personal freedoms. Healthcare decisions should be up to individuals, not the federal government, and certainly not RFK Jr. So Pennsylvania pharmacies no longer will have to wait for or follow those new federal guidelines. So a pharmacy chain like CVS, they've already stated they're going to work to make sure that the COVID vaccines are available as soon as possible across the state. But this isn't just here. The national landscape is rapidly changing. As we just mentioned, Florida's Surgeon General has announced plans to end all state vaccine mandates, including for children to attend school. That's like really crazy. We're going to get to that in a minute. Also, Washington, Oregon, and California are now working together. They're forming an alliance, and they will have their own group that will have their own vaccine recommendations. This is the world we're in right now, where there are governors and states and people who no longer feel that they can trust their health and well-being to the CDC or this administration. So they have to go and do their own kind of overseeing of this thing. So in Florida, yes, the Surgeon General is ending all state vaccine mandates, including for kids going into school. We've been talking about vaccines. And in Florida, for years, Florida, like many other states, required students to get vaccinated against measles, polio, other highly contagious diseases to attend school. It looks like they want to change things there.
Yeah,
here is the Florida Surgeon General, Joseph Latipo.
Sounds like he's announcing a championship victory for someone.
The Florida Department of Health, in partnership with the governor, is going to be working to end all vaccine mandates in Florida law. All of them. Every last one of them.
I'm going to skip ahead, Nancy, because...
Who are these people?
Big fans of...
big anti-vaxxing, you know, get-together. What the heck? My gosh, you would have thought somebody just won a world championship.
Yeah, so it sounds like... Who won? He went on to just, you know, say that they're looking to end them.
Every last one of them. Every last one of them is wrong and drips with disdain and slavery.
Huh? All right, he's nuts.
Yeah, and he goes on to
lost his mind.
Here he is. This is the second part. And like, they're not banning vaccines, but they used to just say you had to have these vaccines to get into schools. You had to have these vaccines to do certain things. Not that's what they're working to get rid of. He went on to continue his speech here.
Who am I as a government, or anyone else, or who am I as a man standing here now to tell you what you should put in your body?
By the way, the answer to that is you're a doctor. You're a doctor. That's who you are. You're a doctor. And he doesn't even in his own statement.
Is he a doctor?
Yeah. I mean, he's
the Surgeon General. Doesn't mean he's a doctor.
He's listed. Does that give you a doctor title? Because they say he's listed as Dr. Joseph, whatever his last name is.
But here's the deal. I mean, you are what gives the government the right is because the government is, as we all talk about, right? You care and for the health and well-being of the citizens of your country. And just as we care about protecting, right, we protect our citizens when we go to war or, you know, we fight back if someone attacks us. We also care about the well-being of our people. And this decision, first of all, it's not something they can just say. So they do have to go through the legislature. You can't just go, the governor can't just say this is going to happen. It is mandated by law through the legislature. They will have to go through the legislature. I'm not saying that is or isn't going to happen. But again, it's not as easy as someone standing up there in front of a cheering crowd of people who don't believe in science, I guess. And this has very many repercussions down the road. And again, most of us believe in personal freedoms for people as long as what you do doesn't hurt us or anybody else, right? Right. Talk about public smoking. You can't smoke out in a public place because your smoke, you can kill your lungs all you want, but don't hurt the rest of us. In this case, parents who make a decision not to vaccinate their kids against highly communicable diseases will spread like wildfire. And as I have quotes here from medical professionals who say that as sure as the sun rises in the east and sets in the west, we will see increases in these diseases once again. It's just going to happen. There's no way around it. The other scary thing about this is because if you don't mandate them, then there's not this push for people to get them who have no health care or who have, don't have enough money to go see the doctor. So the concern is that it's going to lead to less people being vaccinated, not because their parents have taken a stand, but because they can't get or afford to get the vaccinations. So that's the problem as well, is that doctors are worried that A, parents won't keep up with the schedules if they're optional. Some might skip them altogether. Some doctors, they believe now, won't even immediately recognize symptoms in a sick patient because many, obviously, with the vaccines mandatory, many contagious diseases are now rare here. So they may not even be prepared to know when someone has one of these illnesses. And they also say it's going to put kids in Florida public schools at higher risk for getting sick. And that has a ripple effect across our communities. The kids go home. The kids give it to other people. Then people have to stay home with sick children, right? So they're not going to be able to go to work. And the doctors that would administer vaccines that are approved and recommended by these, CDC, FDA, if states don't mandate these shots, there's no requirement to actually give free vaccines to people without health insurance. So you may say, hey, I don't want to do this for my child, but the decision will ultimately affect other people who may want to do it for their child, but the way they got them was through these programs because it's part of a mandate. So it's going to have a very big ripple event, but they're going to have to go through the legislature because it's mandated through their law and they can't just state that it isn't so. It's going to be interesting to see the lawmakers stand.
It's not a mandate if 80% of a crowd at a press conference cheers for it. That's not the mandate in Florida. It seems like that's like a rule that they would have because they're real excited about that. This is going to be potentially very ugly if this goes through and not even immediately.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
this wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Press conference yesterday, the meeting of the Epstein victims, very moving stuff.
It really was. And what was odd is at points in that, in their conversation, there was a lot of noise outside. But there was one particular moment where there was some kind of a flyover and the noise was... Yeah. I mean, if you'd like, I mean, I'd like to also hear what they had to say, but yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. Is it, the question people have is, was this coincidence or was this some setup to interrupt? But you decide here.
I was horrified.
Sorry. This is Epstein's survivor. It's Anouska De DiGiorgio speaking.
I was horrified when I found out not only had Ghislaine Maxwell been transferred to what's called a low security. It's really is like a holiday camp, and then afterwards I got a notification from the Department of Justice telling me that this was going to happen when it had already happened. This woman abused children. Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell for over 10 years. Ghislaine Maxwell was present for some of my abuse at the hand of Jeffrey Epstein. She was present, she was complicit, she was enabling, and it is appalling and disgusting. And it's one of my worst nightmares that she not only be transferred, but at the possibility that's very much going around that she might be pardoned. This is not okay, guys. This is not okay.
And I just want to add that I think it sends a very dangerous message to our country, to the young people in our country, that someone that we all know is aware of these crimes could be given a pass.
And just for the last survivor.
Sorry, the press starts getting in there, but then it happened. I don't know if you heard it happened again, which is just as they're starting to answer.
I did say that.
What the hell? It's just, it's
yeah, that's crazy.
I can't imagine
what happened
that was. Yeah, I'm sorry, what?
Oh, no, I was just going to say that what happened was this was a pretty emotional press conference brought together, you know, a number of survivors of Jeffrey Epstein's abuse. And also a bipartisan group of lawmakers, although very much... So a small number of Republicans. Many of the survivors spoke publicly for the first time, and they shared their harrowing stories of how they were trafficked and abused by Epstein and his associate, Ghislaine Maxwell. And as you just heard there, that was one talking about her anger afterwards, and the others, too, who are pretty angry about the fact that we now understand that Ghislaine Maxwell has been moved to a much different, less, I guess you would say, severe, more cushy kind of a prison with more privileges. And they are furious that it seems that the administration is more interested in talking to the perpetrator than hearing from the victim. So I thought it was important and I'm interested to hear what they have to say, because they get lost in the shuffle of all this discussion. And basically what is really trying to be done here is accountability and transparency. And they are urging Congress to pass a bill which is called the Epstein Files Transparency Act. And what it would do is compel the Department of Justice to release all of its unclassified files related to the investigation. Now, the 33,000 pages already released, the vast, vast majority of that was stuff that's already out there in the public. All right, so we were talking about Capitol Hill yesterday, powerful, emotional press conference, bringing together a number of survivors of Jeffrey Epstein's abuse and a bipartisan group of lawmakers. So we're going to play for you some of what they had to say yesterday on Capitol Hill.
Yeah, this is one of the abuse survivors, Shante Davies. This is it's like a 2-minute clip. It's really powerful stuff. And I think after that, we should probably hear what the president had to say, because I think that's, for a guy who says a lot of things that are, I think, are wrong, I think this is one of the worst things he said in a long time. But let's go again first to Shante Davies talking about Jeffrey Epstein.
Epstein surrounded himself, with the most powerful leaders of our country and the world. He abused not only me, but countless others, and everyone seemed to look away. The truth is, Epstein had a free pass. He bragged about his powerful friends, including our current president, Donald Trump. It was his biggest brag, actually. And while what I endured will haunt me forever, I live every day with PTSD. I live as a mother trying to raise my child while distrusting a world that has betrayed me. This kind of trauma never leaves you. It breaks families apart. It shapes the way we see everyone around us. But one thing is certain, unless we learn from this history, monsters like Epstein will rise again. There are files, government files, that hold the truth about Epstein, who he knew, who owed him, who protected him, and why he was allowed to operate for so long without consequence. Why was Maxwell the only one held accountable when so many others played a role? Why does the government hide this information from the public? This secrecy is not protection, it's complicity. And as long as the truth is buried, justice will remain out of reach. That is why this bill matters. Passing it will, bless you, ensure that the suffering of survivors is not in vain. Passing it will bring accountability, transparency, and prevention. It will help protect the next generation of predators who seek to place themselves above the law through wealth, influence, and connections. This is not just my story. It is about every survivor who carries invisible scars. It's about the weight we live with daily. It is about the families broken and the futures stolen. So I ask you, President Trump and members of Congress, why do we continue to cover up sexual abuse and assault? Who are we covering for? Let the public know the truth. We cannot heal without justice. We cannot protect the future if we refuse to confront the past. Thank you.
Yeah. Let's go right to, because she says, like, who are you covering up for and why? Right. And there's a reporter who asked the president, it's a little hard to hear, but like, are you covering up for friends or acquaintances? And then the president has something he says, like, it's like 30 seconds. Okay. I think this is pretty worded as bad as you could possibly can.
Is the Justice Department protecting any friends or donors, sir?
So this is a Democrat hoax that never ends. You know, it reminds me a little of the Kennedy situation. We gave him everything over and over again, more and more and more, and nobody's ever satisfied. From what I understand, I could check, but from what I understand, thousands of pages of documents have been given. But it's really a Democrat hoax, because they're trying to get people to talk about something that's totally irrelevant to the success that we've had as a nation since I've been president.
Yeah. So telling the victims who are telling their story and the impact it's had on their lives and asking questions as to why they won't release the files is a hoax by Democrats. It's just nonsense. And it's just it's pretty bad stuff. I mean, politically, even to tell victims of sexual assault, you know, basically that what they're saying isn't true. Epstein survivor Teresa Helm, she was there and she had talked about, you know, what had happened to her. There were others who had talked about the abuse that they suffered. But she started to also talk about Todd Blanche. He's the number two guy in the Department of Justice. And the interview he recently had with Ghislaine Maxwell. Again, these are people, this president, who is calling it a hoax as women are talking about their abuse and the abuse they had at the hands of Epstein. But he didn't have anybody from the Department of Justice talk to those folks. He had the number two guy go talk to Ghislaine Maxwell, and now she's in this cushier prison. What did this survivor of Epstein say about that interview?
I was Teresa J. Helm. Happy to speak on that, because what I will say is she got this airtime and platform. Her voice was elevated way before our voices were elevated here today. And that same calm, manipulative voice that she had so polite there that day with Todd Blanche was the same polite, coercive, manipulative voice that I heard as she was grooming me to then send me off to the home of Jeffrey Epstein where he would assault me. So that's what she was doing for hours, speaking with me, building relationship with me, building trust with me, allowing me to believe that I was going to get this job, a dream job that I had been recruited from my college, flown across the country from Los Angeles to New York City to interview, so I thought. So her voice that day was the same voice that sent me off to a monster. So believe, nothing can be believed from what she says, because she's been charged with perjury. I myself could sit there and listen, and as I did, I sat there and listened to this woman's voice lie. And there was no pushback from Todd Blanche, because does he even have the facts to be able to push back on her? We could sit there and push back. Why didn't we get to attend that? Why weren't we there that day? Or why wasn't even one of us consulted prior to that day in that meeting? And why on earth has she been moved from Florida to her... It basically is a prison spa. I mean, you know, let's be real. None of us were consulted. I found out, just like everyone here found out, through the media, through all of you, we found out about Gielen's transfer. So we are all, I'm very angry to sit there and listen. The feelings that come up listening to this woman's voice is repulsive. Yes, I would say it's triggering. We all work very hard on healing, and it still gets to us after two decades. It's a very long answer, but that it's repulsive to sit there and listen to her voice in her interview.
So there were a number of the victims there who had said they would be amongst themselves compiling their own list of Epstein's associates and other people who may have victimized them. And while they could not, according to Thomas Massie, who's the Republican of, you know, there's Thomas Massie and Ro Khanna who are trying to get enough people to sign this to get all of the, you know, Epstein files released. And Thomas Massie posted yesterday on X, and he said survivors at our press conference announced they are privately compiling their own Epstein list. They would be sued into homelessness for naming names, which is why he said they're not, they didn't name names yesterday. He said, but Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene and I are willing to name names in the House of Representatives under constitutional speech or debate immunity. So he did say that yesterday. He can, and she can, and members of Congress can, under the constitutional speech or debate immunity, they could release that information. So we wait to see what happens
ahead,
next in this situation.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money?
Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I just want to mention Newsmax filed a lawsuit on Wednesday. They are accusing conservative media giant Fox News of acting as a monopoly. Whoa. And suppressing its right-leaning competitors. Imagine this, cannibalism. In the suit, Fox has sought to protect and expand its monopoly power in the right-leaning pay TV news market by engaging in a suite of anti-competitive behaviors, say attorneys for the Newsmax outlet. This isn't a federal suit. But for Fox's anti-competitive behavior, Newsmax would have achieved greater pay TV distribution, seen its audience and ratings grow sooner, gained earlier critical mass for major advertisers, and it's believed they would become a more valuable media property. That's what they're alleging. So it says that they think Fox, which, you know, has long been the most watched cable news network, is using multiple strategies to coerce distributors into not carrying or into marginalizing other right-leaning news channels.
Probably.
So, that's the suit.
Sometimes it's not right. It happens. It's infighting. I didn't see that coming.
Yeah. So that's a lawsuit that has just been filed.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.